If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Christmas Sunday, 1974, it is a joy to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All over the world today, in the Christian realm, men are gathering and will in these next few days to commemorate the greatest event the world has ever known, the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Our minds go back to that wonderful night when the angels made the announcement to the shepherds around Bethlehem, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." From that moment until this, the world has never been the same. Jesus Christ in the flesh, God in the flesh, has brought to us a new world and a new way of life. So as we bring to you today, by means of this radio ministry, the good tidings, the great news of the gospel, it is our prayer that it would be a real blessing to your heart and to your life. If you are not attending Sunday school and church somewhere else today, we invite you to come and visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly supervised and organized. And we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. It would be our joy to have you come and study the birth of Jesus with us today based on Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, in our Sunday school hour. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Today is Family Day, as well as Christmas Sunday, here at Worth Baptist Church. We're asking and inviting all families in the area to come together to study God's Word in the Sunday school hour and to make worship a family affair on Family Day here at Worth Baptist Church. So we invite you to come today and bring the whole family to Worth Baptist Church. In our Sunday evening worship service, we will have a Christmas pageant entitled The First Christmas. This is a beautiful and colorful pageant that will be a blessing to your heart as the birth of Christ is portrayed. The message from God's Word to follow will complement the pageant. So we invite you to bring the family in the Sunday evening worship hour as well to see our colorful Christmas pageant, The First Christmas. In the meantime, we would be happy to hear from you by mail during these days of Christmas, simply to let us know that you receive the broadcast and that it is a blessing to your heart. At least two families were in our Sunday school and services last Sunday as a result of hearing the broadcast. So perhaps today you're listening for the very first time to Worth Baptist Hour. We want you to know that we would be happy for you to come and share the blessings of God with us in our services each Lord's Day here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Recently, we have purchased 14 acres of ground adjoining the Fort Worth State School, just 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 and Campus Drive. But for our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come today and to bring the family on Christmas Sunday and on Family Day here at Worth Baptist Church. And if you care to write, remember our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. You'll be glad to know that the month of December has been the greatest December in our history. In fact, we have set new records in our Sunday school for any December in our 20-year history. For the last two Sundays, more than 500 people have answered the roll call each Sunday in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. God is adding to the church. God is blessing in a remarkable way. And we want you to share it with us. Why not plan now to come today and bring your family to Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Star of Heaven. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2. I shall read beginning at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for what Christmas really means. We thank Thee that Jesus Christ came to live and die and lives again. And we ask that all over the Christian world today, as men in these days of Christmas, will commemorate the birth of the Savior, may they realize that it's more than just a few packages under a tree. It's more than some carols that'll be sung. It's more than giving and exchanging the Christmas gifts. May they realize that it is the coming of Christ into the world, in the flesh, to make a sacrifice for our sins. So may we in the Christmas season adore the Savior and not leave Him only as a babe in the manger, but see Him as a man on a cross and see Him coming out of the grave and exalted to Thy right hand, soon to come again to receive us unto Himself. May this be, for each of us, the thoughts of Christmas, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2, we have the beautiful story of the visit of the Magi, or the wise men, who came from the eastern country, perhaps Arabia, to bring their gifts to the Christ child and to bow down before Him to worship. Matthew records it like this. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. This tells the story, briefly, of the greatest event the world has ever known, the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. God the Son and the Son of God, to make the supreme sacrifice for the sins of the world. I've entitled my message today, The Star of Heaven. Scientists tell us that there are billions and billions of stars in the heavens. With the naked eye, one can see about 2,000 stars on a clear night. But with telescopic cameras, more than 30 billions of stars have been photographed at one time. Our Earth is in a galaxy called the Milky Way, and the Milky Way is only one of a cluster of 19 galaxies. Again, scientists tell us that there may be as many as 1 billion galaxies. There are stars in our own galaxy which are 100 million times brighter than the Sun. Actually, our Sun is a star. The reason we see it so clearly is because it's so close to us. Only 93 million miles away. Now here's something for you to think about. Our sun is 93 million miles away. If we were to send a rocket traveling at the fantastic rate of 25,000 miles an hour, it would take 5 months for that rocket to reach the sun. If, on the other hand, we sent that same rocket traveling at the same rate of speed, it would take that rocket 15,000 years to reach the next nearest star. My, what wonder and what glory. No wonder the psalmist said, When I see the heavens, the stars, the sun and the moon that thou hast made, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The largest star known to science is the Alpha Herculis. They tell us that it measures 2,400,000,000 miles across its surface. Just think of how big and how beautiful and how bright that star really is. But my friend, I want you to know today there is a star that is infinitely, indescribably, immeasurably brighter than this. And that star is none other than Jesus Christ. He is the root and the offspring of David. He's the light of the world. He's the water of life. He's the bread of life. He's the bright and morning star. Science tells us that stars are measured according to their magnitude and brightness. The scale runs from 1 to 6. Well, I'm happy to report today that Jesus Christ is a star of the greatest magnitude. I've entitled my message, The Star of Heaven, and there are several things about the Star of Heaven that I would have you to know. First of all, the Star of Heaven is the star of prophecy. I read in Numbers chapter 24 at verse 17, "There shall come a star out of Jacob." This verse of prophecy would take us back all the way to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, where we have the first mention of the Messiah as the seed of the woman. From that point until that wonderful night that Jesus Christ was born and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in the manger, there were 4,000 years of human history past. In other words, God used 4,000 years of human history to bring Christ into the world. In Galatians chapter 4 at verse 4, Paul writes, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law." So from the first mention, the first prophecy, in Genesis 3:15, until the time that Jesus was born, there elapsed a period of 4,000 years. During those years, many prophecies were made concerning Jesus Christ. For example, Isaiah 7:14 prophesied that He would be born of a virgin. Isaiah 9:6 tells us, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Throughout the years of prophecy, all the verses were coming together. And then that wonderful night came when the star of prophecy became a star of reality and Jesus Christ was born. In the second place, the star of heaven is the star of glory. In the New Testament, in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, we read the story of how Jesus was taken into the temple when He was 40 days old to fulfill the Mosaic law when He was presented to God. During that time, there came into the temple an aging prophet, a man whose name was Simeon. And apparently Simeon had prayed that God would spare his life until Jesus was born. Because when Simeon came in, the Bible tells us that he took the baby Jesus in his arms, and he said, "Now, Lord, let Thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen Thy salvation, the glory of Thy people Israel, and a light to lighten the Gentiles." So Jesus Christ, then, the star of heaven, is the star of glory. All of the glory of God was wrapped up in Jesus Christ. In Him, the fullness of the Godhead did dwell bodily. So when we look at Christ, we see the Father. Jesus said, "He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father." Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Paul tells us He is the very image of God. All of the glory of God was seen that night in the star of heaven. Then in the third place, Jesus Christ, the star of heaven, is the star of hope. I read in Colossians 1:27, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." We've been told about the submarine that sank some years ago in the Atlantic. Every attempt was made to rescue the men aboard, but all attempts seemed to be futile. The last message that the rescuers heard from the victims aboard was sent to them by Morse code. There were only four words. Is there any hope? They repeated that message. Is there any hope? It became weaker and weaker, fainter and fainter. Is there any hope? Well, for those men, there was no hope, because they sank into a watery grave. All over our world today, where there are so many problems and perplexities, the threat of war, famine, poverty, economic crises, all of these things, in the midst of these, men all over the earth are asking, is there any hope? Well, I'm here to tell you there is no hope in government. There is no hope in politics and education and money and silver and gold and Fort Knox and Wall Street. There is no hope in the military might of the nation. Our only hope is in the Christ of God, who is the star of heaven. Without Him, the sky is black. Without Him, there is no hope in this life nor in the life to come. It may seem to you today, my friend, that all the stars have gone out of your sky. But cheer up. Take courage. Jesus Christ is still the star of hope. And when it's the darkest in your life, the star of heaven shines the brightest. Jesus Christ can be for you everything that you need today. If you need strength, He will be your strength. If you need mercy, He will extend mercy to you. If you need courage, He will give you courage. If you're lost in sin today, Jesus Christ has already paid the price for your sin. Jesus Christ has already died on the cross that you might have everlasting life. All you need to do today is to trust Him as your own Savior. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, my friend, if all seems hopeless to you today, if there seems no way out, if there seems that everything is dark and dismal and there can be no answer to your question and no solution to your problem, if it's a hopeless night, I want you to look up, because the star of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the star of your hope. Then I want you to note, my friend, that Jesus Christ, the star of heaven, is the star of light. We read in the Revelation 22:16 that He is the bright and morning star. The morning star is the brightest star in the heavens. The primary purpose of the morning star is to announce the coming of a new day. Each time that star shines, it gives men the assurance that a new day is approaching. A new day is coming. When our Lord Jesus Christ was born yonder in Bethlehem, in the midst of a pagan, cruel, Christless, godless, ruthless world, there came a new day. The night was dark in Rome. The night was dark in Jerusalem. The night was dark in Bethlehem. The night was dark all over the earth. But thank God there came the announcement of a new and glorious day. The angels sang His praise, and they announced unto the world that a Savior was born, which would be a sign to all men. I'm glad to report to you that our Lord Jesus Christ did indeed usher in a new day. He ushered in a new day of mercy, a new day of love, a new day of hope, a new day of light, and a new day of salvation. And all you need to do today to see that new day, to have that new day in your own heart and in your own life, is to open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. And He turns every dark night into a bright morning. He will turn every sunset into a sunrise in your life. And when He comes again, there will be the announcement of another new day, the millennial day, the day of His kingdom, the day of His righteousness, the day of His peace, the day of His prosperity. A new and glorious day is about to dawn, and Jesus Christ will reign from the throne of David in Jerusalem over all the earth in that new and wonderful day of his kingdom glory. There's another thought that I would share with you. The star of heaven is the star of unchanging steadfastness. I read in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. His compassion never changes. His love never changes. His mercy, His grace, these never change. Just as He loved in the long ago, He loves today. Just as He saved in years gone by, He saves today. Because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have this footnote, then I shall be through. The star of heaven can brighten the darkest night of your life. However dark it seems now for you, however hopeless, I want you to know that Jesus Christ, the star of heaven, can brighten your darkest night and turn it into a glorious day. You can have that experience right now by your radio as you simply trust Him as your own Savior. Pray the sinner's prayer, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, the star of heaven will brighten your darkest night. As we leave the broadcast today, let me remind you again that on this Christmas Sunday, 1974, we invite you to come and share the joy of Christmas with us. It's Family Day, and we're looking forward to many families coming. It matters not how many are in your family. Perhaps you alone compose your family, or perhaps there are 10 or 12. It doesn't matter. I want you to know that you're welcome today to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.